AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump and a top Iranian security official exchanged threats today on social media platforms as economic protests spread across parts of Iran, leaving at least 7 people dead. Trump warned on Truth Social that the U.S. would respond if peaceful protesters were violently killed. A little over an hour later, Ali Larijani, who serves as the secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council, later accused Israel and the U.S. on X that both countries were fueling the demonstrations. The AP's Lisa Dwyer has more on the protests that erupted yesterday.
Protests over Iran's struggling economy have sprouted into rural areas. The protests began due to economic pressures, with Iran's currency rapidly depreciating, with one U.S. dollar now costing roughly 1.4 million riyals. The most intense violence appeared to strike in an area southwest of Tehran. There are online videos purporting to show objects in the street ablaze and gunfire echoing as people shouted, "Shameless!" The demonstrations are the largest since 2022, but still have not reached the intensity of those sparked by a young woman's death after she was detained for wearing her headscarf too loosely. Iran's government media has not reported on the violence in some areas. Reports from other media sources has been sparse. Journalists faced arrest over the reporting on the death of Mahsa Amini. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Venezuela is open to negotiating an agreement with the U.S. to combat drug trafficking. President Nicolas Maduro made the announcement in a pre-taped interview that aired yesterday on state television. But he declined to comment on a CIA-led strike last week at a Venezuelan docking area that the Trump administration believed was used by cartels. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. President Trump is responding to questions about his health. AP correspondent Ed Donahue has more.
The 79-year-old president told the Wall Street Journal he had a CT scan during an October examination. He had said it was an MRI.
What part of your body was the MRI looking at?
I have no idea. It was just an MRI. What part of the body?
The president said he regretted undergoing the advanced imaging on his heart and abdomen during the visit because it raised public questions about his health. His physician said in a memo the White House released in December, he had advanced imaging as a preventative screening for men his age. The president told the journal, nothing's wrong. He also denied he has fallen asleep during White House meetings when cameras have caught him with his eyes closed, insisting he was resting his eyes or blinking. Donald Trump became the oldest person to take the oath of office when he was sworn in as president last year. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.